Thanks for listening. This station is in a commercial break, and we'll be back shortly. Stand by. We're in a commercial break, and we'll return to your favorite station very soon. Thanks for listening.
If you're anything like I was, the thought of getting older was the last thing on your mind. But here we are. For me, it started slowly. The lack of energy. Never being in the mood. And when I was, I could never perform at my best. I tried the pills and other treatments with minimal results, and all but given up on my sex life. Then, I found the doctors at New Mayo Medical Center. Wow, they made a new male out of me. Feel like I'm 25 again. I have renewed vigor, so much more energy, and no longer worry about my performance. New Mayo treated me like my situation was one of a kind. With a custom treatment plan that really works, I feel great. They can create one for you too. It does not matter if you suffer from low testosterone, erectile dysfunction, or just want to last longer. New Mayo will help you.
Call New Mayo Medical Center today at 847-852-4144. That's 847-852-4144. 847-852-4144. It will change your life. 847-852-4144.
To your left, you'll notice Mesopotamia's indigenous cultures. And to your right, the food court, serving up gourmet hot dogs and an assortment of cold beverages.
Bored with your weekends? Add a little excitement to your life at Arlington International Racecourse. World-class horse racing and premier entertainment. Arlington provides an engaging experience you can't find anywhere else. Every Sunday is family day. Bring the whole crew. Visit arlingtonpark.com for tickets. Bet on fun.
Golf with a Masters this year at Geneva National Golf Club in beautiful Lake Geneva, Wisconsin. Recently voted Golf Digest Top 25 Buddy's Golf Trip Destinations in America. During select dates in 2015, play two rounds of golf and enjoy an overnight stay at one of their three lodging options for free. The perfect golf buddies package. Take advantage of this special offer and enjoy time on their three legendary courses. Designed by Arnold Palmer, Gary Player, and Lee Trevino. Also, be sure to take advantage of their 4th of July specials running July 2nd through July 7th. Play 18 holes with carts starting at only $69. For more info on Lake Geneva's premier golf experience, visit GenevaNationalResort.com.
Yes, tonight.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. This is Chicago's number one sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
It is 3 o'clock, and from the Score Update Studio, I'm Jordan Burnfield. Blackhawks analyst Eddie Olczyk says the Hawks have learned from the past mistakes when reshaping their roster for salary cap reasons.
The Blackhawks have learned this, right? I mean, go back to what happened in 2010. Brian, we talked a lot about this over the years. And, I mean, they gave out some bad contracts, and it really hurt them because they had to rid themselves of those contracts, and they had a chance to go on a run and win a couple of cups in a row, but they gave out bad contracts. I mean, they blew right by that second contract, and you just can't do that anymore.
Edzo on with Mully and Hanley this morning. The Hawks traded Brandon Saad yesterday in a 7-player deal when he priced himself out of a bridge contract. So now the Hawks have Artem Anisimov as part of the haul, and the forward signed a 5-year, $22.5 million extension to remain in Chicago past next season. Hawks also inked Russian forward Viktor Tikhonov. He gets a 1-year, $1 million deal. Former Blackhawk Victor Stahlberg going to the Rangers, a 1-year deal worth just over $1 million. And the Penguins just got a heck of a lot better, trading for Phil Kessel. He led the Maple Leafs in scoring last season. Also, word just in, the Red Wings have signed Mike Green, a defenseman, on a 3-year deal worth $18 million. Basketball now. Bulls and Jimmy Butler have agreed on what really amounts to a 4-year max deal with a player option for a 5th season. Mike Dunleavy returning to the club as well, a 3-year contract worth $14 million. Chicago native Anthony Davis set to be a very rich man. He re-signs with the Pelicans, 5 years, $145 million. Kevin Love and Tristan Thompson returning to Cleveland for $110 and $80 million, respectively, for the next 5 seasons. Also within the last half hour, Tyson Chandler signs a 4-year, $52 million deal with the Suns. Kyle Singler agrees to $25 million in extension with the Thunder. baseball. Cubs visit the Mets, second of three tonight in New York. Jonathan Herrera getting the start at second tonight. White Sox reinstated Dan Jennings from the disabled list, sent Junior Guerra to AAA Charlotte. Sox and Cardinals one more time in the Arch City. And the Angels have had a resignation from their general manager. Jerry Dipoto is out. LA 41-37 this season, second in the AL West behind the first place Astros. Scoreboard update is brought to you by Mercy Hospital. Discover more at mercy-chicago.org and join the Score broadcasting live from 9 to 6 from the Naperville Rib Fest Friday as we take the Hyundai Studio on the road. Stop by, check out the broadcast, and sample some food presented by Hyundai. Visit your local Hyundai dealer for a test drive today. I'm Jordan Burnfield, and you're listening to the radio home for White Sox baseball. The next game on the Score is tonight, 6:40. White Sox visit the Cardinals on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This are brought to you by my guy, St. Charles Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram.
Boers and Bernstein, afternoons on the Score.
Len Casper.
Joe Madden hired a magician. He hired a magician to keep the guys loose. Joe told us he wants to create some magic.
I got some magic tricks I'll show you.
Now, was this a typical, like, birthday party magician, or was this, like, up-close card tricks? What are we talking about here?
Simon Winthrop did some card tricks, read some minds, opened and emptied a can of soda, crushed it, and then it appeared in his hand with the liquid.
Cool.
The quote from Joe to reporters was something to the effect of, it's easier on the road to hire a magician than to get a 20-foot python.
You know, magic is already boring when it's right there in front of you. The most you ever get as a response is, yeah, that was my card.
The magic would be pulling them out of this little five-game tailspin.
Cubs win. The Cubs beat the New York Mets by a score of 1-0.
There's some magic on the mound from Kyle Hendricks shutting down this Met lineup here tonight.
Magic. A whole lot of magic.
Boers and Bernstein.
Okay.
Chicago Sports Radio 670. The Score.
Yeah, we've discussed the magic. We've not the Orlando magic. We talked about them a little during transition, but the magic. And they're in the Cubs broke out of their slump. They're Mets.
It's all they needed.
Though. Maddie's guy, brilliant last night.
Kyle Hendricks out there. And Lenny's guy, too. That's his buddy, using his effective velocity and keeping everybody just off balance enough.
Just enough.
Get out of there with the magical victory.
I don't think that, correct me if I'm wrong, I don't think that's a great offensive team either. A lot of teams in baseball suffer from the same problems.
Correct.
The Cubs won't forever. They may be now, but they won't forever. But some other teams I'm not so sure of.
You know, yesterday we had the flurry of anger and then acceptance as we sort of went through the Elizabeth Kubler-Ross stages of dealing with a trade of Brandon Saad. But you know what I'm noticing? That across the board, the Jimmy Butler news is not engendering a lot of strong response. I think because it was expected.
Yeah.
But I'm not, there isn't a bunch of, hell yeah, now we got something, now let's go for it. It's really muted. It's like, okay, great.
Great for him. Yeah,
Jimmy
good
Butler,
for Jimmy, good
guy. Good for him,
yeah.
But
great.
Maybe it's at the point where Bulls fans just kind of know, okay, so you're
still... you're just at the point where you understand that until LeBron says he's had enough, you're not going to beat him.
That's kind of what I mean.
I mean, it's $90 million here, and it's as you point out, they did really favorable deals with some other players on the team that came last year. Really good. Really nice job by the Bulls compared to what the economy is now. But all of that being said, there's nothing there that pushes you by. Nothing. Kevin Love is back.
Right.
He is coming back. You did not have to deal with him, actually, as the Bulls. And he is a guy you have to deal with.
He's better than James Jones. Is what you're saying.
Oh, my God. You're better than James Jones. It's hard to believe. It's like your eye. You still can't believe you actually saw him in big games. And shooting shots that were just like, what? What are you doing? I know that's what you do, but they weren't even close. So, yeah, I mean, maybe Bulls fans understand that maybe it's finally dawned on them that, no, you're not going to beat them unless you're really superb. And I don't think the Bulls are going to be really superb. I mean, I don't know how.
If you have not gotten your foursome yet for the Scores charity golf outing, you should do so. Monday, August 10th, The Scores Charity Golf Outing, presented by the Dan Wolf Automotive Group, and all golf proceeds will benefit Turning Point Autism Foundation. If you want more information, here's the number, 312-729-3944, or if it's easier, just go to 670thescore.com/charitygolf, and you'll have all the information, and we look forward to another fun day.
It's been a great event over the years, so I think anybody who has been there would like to come back, and hopefully maybe some you guys or girls, if you want, come out and play, because it is just a terrific place and a great event.
Here is this from Marlon Brando's Helper Monkey. He said, what are the odds on Kaner showing up at the Grateful Dead show? If so, amend that memo. Well, I will tell you this, that remember when Patrick Kane made the promise at the parade?
When he's going to be drunk a week.
Yeah, we were out that day. We were at Burger Bar.
Yeah, Burger Bar, and he said he was going to be drunk a week.
He said, watch out for me.
Yep.
He wasn't lying.
I mean, I think it's also more than a week, isn't it?
Yeah, it's been...
He's stretching it.
He gave himself a little extra time, but...
Oh, that karaoke was... Oh.